Merry Christmas, everybody.
Raise your hand if you'd like to ask a question.
Could you speak to the ability your front had in terms of getting after Tyrod Taylor today? It seemed like they were consistently in the Bills' backfield.
Yeah, they did a great job. I think all week, with Tyrod Taylor being our division and seeing him, you know, we obviously put a big emphasis when we play him on trying to keep him in the pocket. But I think we always end off, you know, Saturday, like, hey, we got a good plan, but we know the hardest thing is going to be is actually executing and getting him on the ground. And I thought that's what we did a great job of today. You know, if one guy missed, we had another guy coming, just surrounding him as much as possible when he did try to escape the pocket. So that was just great because it was a total team effort. You know, it wasn't like we had one guy, you know, to spy on him or something all game to stop him. It was just a group of guys just making sure, you know, Mount comes on one of them to help. So it was big for us, I think, to try to keep him in the pocket and keep him contained. Really helped us once we got that going consistently.
Devin, Merry Christmas to you, too. What did you see on the overturn at the end of the half with Benjamin?
It looked like his foot just didn't drag. I think the thing on the turf is always when the foot drags, you usually see the pebbles. So I'm probably a little biased, but, you know, they weren't too happy. We had a good conversation before they made that call. So, but turned out for the best, right?
Who had the conversation?
Me and some of the Bills guys. Yeah, I told him it wasn't a catch.
Devin, the red zone defense, that play obviously included, but there were a couple of plays before that. Earlier in the game, there was a couple of big plays in the red zone to keep them out, force them to field goals. How important was that in the whole scheme of things, especially in the first half?
We needed it. I mean, because everything else wasn't really that good today for us. You know, third down was bad. It probably got a little better in the second half. We got some stops, but overall, you know, second down was bad. So we needed to play good in the red area because we were letting them down there a lot. So we always talk about that. If we keep 7 points off the board, it'll continue to give us a chance in the game. And that's what you saw, you know, tie game at halftime and just consistently playing well in the red area gave us a chance to eventually pick it up and get it going and getting our offense better field position. So they were able to take advantage and go score touchdowns. And, you know, usually in the NFL, that's a difference. When you can make a team kick field goals and you can score touchdowns, complement each other, you usually get wins.
Did you guys do anything rotationally a little bit different with the safeties in this game? Different from the first Buffalo game? Seems like you were back there at free a little bit more than Deron was early in this football game.
No, it was similar. It always depends on how the game plays out personnel wise.
Regular personnel?
Yeah,
like you're caught in regular there.
Yeah, we it switches up. So I don't really remember the first one if it was a lot different, but I think it was similar to how we did it.
No, you're not watching the Patriots offense the entire game, but are you ever surprised by Deion Lewis and what he's able to do anymore at this point?
No, I mean, he's a great running back. You know, I always say it. I had to see him in college once before I left Rutgers, and he killed us there. So I was excited when we first signed him because I knew, you know, what he was able to do. And, you know, it would have been great seeing him here and be able to kind of do everything on the field, you know, running between the tackles, run outside, catch the ball. Definitely a tough back to play. You know, I just think about it from a defensive standpoint. If we had to play against him, you know, it was just tough. You got to be disciplined. You got to stay home. You got to understand your gap control because he has ability to get anywhere, you know. So, you know, just think about seeing LeSean McCoy at Pittsburgh and then the following year, you know, Deion Lewis comes in there. So it was tough, and, you know, he played great today.
Devin, real quick, before Benjamin's non-catch, did you have a flashback to last week with Jesse James on the clay catch in the end zone, and then he didn't bring it to the ground?
No, I wasn't even thinking about it. You guys probably think of that and can write like great tweets and stuff during the game, but I wasn't even thinking about it. I saw the ball come out, so I knew it was incomplete.
Final question for
you. Thank you.